Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers. I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me.
And we're back with another thrilling episode of the ABU podcast, and I really cannot wait to get stuck into this week's subject.
Oh yes, today we relay the Mumsnet users' most embarrassing moments they were generous enough to post on the forum. They were also kind enough to share the most ridiculous arguments they've overheard, and let me tell you now, they are ridiculous, and there are more fantastic stories of shame by pet.
Oh, I love those. And our A-list adjudicator takes the form of journalist Robin Wilder. Now, to start us off, this is a thread that we had to read through our fingers. It's so painful. Prepare to clench buttocks now. The original poster said, "Tell me you've had worse. Walking home, the spoke of a man's umbrella knocked my wig off. Right by the traffic lights. Someone wound his window down to shout, 'I think you've dropped something, love.'" Okay, it seems funny now, says why the poster. That, yeah. So I'm really glad she managed to see the funny side of it.
But why is there always a man who says that?
Yeah.
Always. And always in that accent as well. Yeah. It's so annoying. Anyway.
It's me. I go around just, that's how I spend my days. All right, love. Cheer up. I think you've dropped something, love. Yeah. Do you know the way to Oldham? All of those. That's me. That's me in a van. The lovely thing about Mumsnet is you're never alone, are you? Whatever's happened to you, something awful has happened to other people as well. So the other ABU users rushed in to share their embarrassing moments. I love this one. My most embarrassing moment was when a man came to put a new bathroom window in. It was on the ground floor. God. And I was dying for a wee trying to time it so that he didn't see me. I didn't time it well, as it happens. I was just lowering myself onto the toilet when he appeared behind me and was able to see me through the gap left by the old window, which he had removed prior to replacing it. Then, of course, he saw me leap up, pull up my knickers and trousers and run off to the safety of the bedroom cupboard. Now, you think you've heard it all, but then it gets even better. To the safety of the bedroom cupboard where I hid, brackets, I used the toddler's potty a few moments later.
What?
Just to add to the humiliation of this encounter. To make matters worse, I had to see him again when he'd finished the work to complete the paperwork.
Oh, no. Oh. Do you think he charged extra? I mean, this is
you should probably knock money off, really. Yeah. I think you should knock money off for that kind
of. Well, I don't know, but she traumatised him. I'm sorry. There's a lot of these. My most embarrassing one to date was walking back into my bedroom after a shower of starkers to see the window cleaner staring at me. Whether it was in shock, horror or what has yet to be decided. That's happened to me.
Basically, it was what a lot of movies in the 70s were based around.
Oh, that's what Carry On, basically.
Confessions of a window cleaner. I mean, you're basically just giving window cleaners what they got into the job for. Why become a window cleaner if you don't want to accidentally see women naked? That's the main point of it. More exhibitionism. There's a lot of, basically, accidental exhibitionism is a large part of this thread. But this one I really relate to. Chasing down the street after the postman, past loads of neighbours in their gardens, only to realise I'd neglected to put my boobs away. Had been breastfeeding my newborn, she hastily adds. This was only a couple of days after my milk had come in, so there was absolutely no missing it. But I got my parcel.
Oh,
she got her parcel.
God.
That's fine. But yeah, no, that whole thing of just because you become so free around the house, you just go, I've just got to leave him out while I can.
Yeah, give him some air as
Yeah, exactly. Where the nipples are chafed and unpleasant. So I'll just get some air to them. And then you walk out into the street.
Yeah.
I very nearly did exactly that. So don't worry.
What's the fuss? They're only boobs.
They're only boobs.
My first time on my own since birth of Dee Dee, walking down the street, feeling pretty good about myself. This guy behind me keeps looking at me. I'm feeling flattered by the attention. Catches up to me and I ready my polite, that's so nice, but I'm married speech. When he nervously says, I'm really sorry, but your skirt is tucked into your knickers.
Oh, it's a classic, isn't it?
We've all done it.
Absolute classic.
It's high fashion.
I had to get, I got up on stage at a gig in Cambridge and someone actually had to come up to the stage and pull my skirt out of my head. Like,
no,
I was wearing tights.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Which made it better. At least there were tights involved. So I felt that somehow.
That's like that Judy Finnegan moment.
It's just an exhibitionist stream, this one. Staying in a resort with family and extended family, was told by my sister-in-law who booked the rooms that the large floor-to-ceiling windows in the bathroom were heavily frosted and you couldn't see in. Showered at night and noticed lots of shapes coming and going in the courtyard car park downstairs. Went down to my car a bit later and looked up to the window. I could see everything in the bathroom as clear as day.
Oh, God.
I mean, I have limited sympathy, though, because to me, any window without a curtain, I'm never trusting it.
No.
I went to a place in New York where they had those toilets where it's clear and then you lock it and then the glass
it's
goes.
It's horrible.
Could not wait at all. I sat
there. I hope you took a potty with you.
I went into a cupboard with a potty like a normal person would. That's the way to do it.
Oh, I love this one. I was very gauche even in the sixth form. In a physics lesson, I dropped something and leaned over to pick it up, and having long loose hair, my hair got caught in the lowest button on the teacher's jacket. It took ages to release it and the rest of the class were in hysterics. It must have looked very pervy.
Oh, God, that's just what you need, isn't it? The ones I really like are ones like this, right? Once at a meeting, I had to go and speak to a senior manager who was in the hotel's business suite getting something printed. The business suite was like a glass-walled room with two hotel staff in it and said manager standing talking to one of them. I strode purposefully across the lobby and straight into the glass wall, not realising it was there. Properly full body smash into it, bounce back thing. They all looked up in shock, so in my embarrassment, I simply gave a cheery wave, turned on my heel and walked off again. That kind of styling it out is my absolute favourite. And the glass door, I mean, I've done that on holiday in,
oh,
I'm going to say Mallorca. It was a Spanish resort. And just a very delicate age, teenager, trying to impress all the boys.
Oh, no.
Straight into a glass window, bounced off with my forehead.
Oh, God.
And then, you know, and lots of lovely Spanish waiters coming and trying to make me feel better about it.
It's like something from the Female In-Betweeners. I love it. At a fancy dress party, dressed as Cleopatra and dancing, my toga fell down and my left boob popped out. Put it back, convinced myself no one had seen, so I carry on dancing. The next day, getting the train for work, and a bloke bellows over the busy platform, I know you, you're the girl whose left tit popped out on the dance floor last night.
There's a similar one here. Hot day, wrap front black jersey dress, large work bag, crossing the road in London, waiting at lights. Make fleeting eye contact with an old male work friend waiting on the opposite pavement. Not seen him for years, but we used to socialise outside work too. Feel glad to see him. Glance down, realise large heavy bag on my shoulder has pulled wrap front dress open. Never wear a wrap front dress.
We've all done it. Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
Unless you have several safety pins.
Oh my God. So yeah, one tip, clad in nude bra, fully exposed. See former colleagues, spot the boob too. Hurry past each other without speaking. Darling husband, he occasionally work in the same place. Can never ever go there again. That is, can I tell you, this is going to sound like a name drop, but it's a name drop with embarrassment, so it's okay. A few years ago, walking down the street in London, and I saw Lenny Henry, who I've worked with a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And it was a sort of, you know, a lovely summer's day. And as I walked up to him, a gust of wind caught my dress and exposed my knickers. Not really very attractive knickers. I mean, it wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of knickers they are, but just so you know, not an attractive knicker. And and it was that point where I was like, oh, God, now I've seen him. Because I didn't know him well enough.
Oh,
I was like, oh, this is so... But he was brilliant. He was like, oh, my God, I just saw your knickers. And it was fine. He handled it like an absolute gent. So it was very good.
I think you have to, you know, refer to it. If you just pretend it hasn't happened, it's an absolute nightmare. Here's another one. Getting off the tube one day and a blast of hot air went right up my dress, which blew up over my head show my knickers and the fact I wasn't wearing a bra.
The sort of lesson of this is only ever go out in a full body stocking.
Yeah.
A full black head to toe body stocking in the summer.
This
I love, so relatable. Someone told my mum about this thread and she's requested I contribute. because it is a good one. She's requested I contribute that once she tried a pair of white trousers on in Debenhams.
Oh, God.
She got into them, couldn't get out and had to be cut out of them by two staff members wielding scissors. She has never gone back. Oh God, I got stuck in it. I've been stuck in dresses. Yeah,
and you just want to cry, don't you?
I know, I actually want to cry. I've had to be helped out by it. They didn't actually have to cut it. That's why I love that one. Having to be cut out, like you've been an actor. Thank you so much.
How
that
did she
poster's
get into them as well? I love that she got in but couldn't get out. I just kind of think, you know, if you think I'm having trouble getting in, just stop.
I know, but stop. I didn't. When I was putting this dress on, I knew it was going to be trouble. And I was like, oh, this is really not big enough for me. But you want to believe, don't you? You just want to believe that it'll be fine. Once I get it on, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Yeah, yeah. I'll just wear this out. Yeah, just scan it. I'm wearing it out.
Yes, I'm wearing it over my head with my arms trapped in it. Yes, that's how I'm going to. Yes, I'm showing my knickers. Yes. What of it? Just scan it. I shall pay for it. Thank you.
And here's another one here. This might win it. Boss walked in on me in the work loo while I was having a shit. Drops mic.
Boom. Yeah, fair play. They're all embarrassing, but I like the fact she dropped mic down the toilet where she was doing a poo.
It's time to have a peruse of the classic threads board again, and this week's offering certainly does not disappoint. But I would warn you, it's a little bit sweary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. The original poster says, Nextdoor are having a massive fight about Google, screaming and shouting and swearing. Something about, you're not even fucking signed into Google. Walls are really thin. It is escalating massively. One saying you have to sign in, the other saying you don't. I saw you do it. You're a fucking liar and a cousin. And someone else is screaming, shut the fuck up at both of them. Who else is there?
You don't have to sign into Google just in case they're still at it. If you're listening.
Yeah, you could have just sorted it all out, couldn't you?
You can use Google without signing in.
Oh, for God's sake, honestly.
People do get very annoyed about very random things.
I bet they do, yeah. So Abu to ask, what is the strangest fight that you have heard?
This is a good one. Neighbour arguing with his wife and daughter about how many people they could fit in their car. He was insistent that no cars had space for more than two people on the back seat and had to be shown the three seatbelts before he conceded.
I mean, to be fair, sometimes you can't find the third seatbelt, can you?
That's true.
But you know.
I mean, he's got a wife and a daughter. By that age, you would think he'd been in a car with five people.
Maybe he's had a very, very boring life.
A lonely life.
Yes. I once heard a woman in a supermarket say to her partner, I presume, with what sounded like genuine hatred in her voice, mm-hmm. Yes, well, we all know what happens when you buy the fucking expensive crackers. I have wondered ever since what on earth happened when he bought the fucking expensive crackers.
Is that crackers as in the biscuits for cheese or as in Christmas crackers?
Who, you know what? Who knows?
Let's picture whatever you will in your own minds. my neighbours... Now, this is completely reasonable. Abu, no Yanbu, because our neighbours once had a row over the colour of the packet of salt and vinegar crisps. It ended with him slamming the front door, shouting he was going to go and buy an effing packet to prove he was right.
You do that. The thing is, we've I agree with you, that. Because did it not start out, let's have our own argument, as blue?
No!
and then at some point, when I stopped taking interest in crisps for about like 5 minutes, the packet went green.
Yeah, there was some controversy over Walkers. There was someone was out of step. Golden Wonder and Walkers were
Golden
out of step.
Golden Wonder. But crumbly crisps.
I think you'll find that blue has won the day.
Really?
Now everything. Yeah.
Are
salt
you sure?
Is blue. Salt
right.
Is blue.
Listen.
Cheese,
outside
cream.
Now.
Mate, listen. Let's not get. Let's not have a situation like when you bought those crackers, Asma. And then you tried to get three people in the back of my car.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry about that.
Carrying their expensive crackers.
My father, aged 67 at the time, refused to speak to my mum for a week because she said he didn't look like Paul McCartney.
That's adorable.
That's dads everywhere. That is. They just, well, that, you know what? That's just my dad, actually.
Because you don't look like Paul McCartney.
Yeah, sorry, love.
I mean, Paul McCartney doesn't look like Paul McCartney anymore. He looks like my Auntie Vi. I love Paul McCartney, but it's such a weird thing. I once had a very bad argument with a boyfriend over a pop star. This has reminded me. So my boyfriend at the time, I nearly got out. We were on Snake Pass driving from Manchester to Sheffield, and middle of the night, and we started having an argument because he wouldn't say that he preferred me to Bjork.
And how very dare he?
Got absolutely, and I was so furious.
Yeah.
And I was like,
"I'm with you, sister. I'm with you."
I mean, and I love Bjork. I mean, in a way, I can see his point.
No.
But you know, I love Bjork. But I was like, "Well, but I'm your girlfriend. You must prefer me to Bjork." And he was like, "Well, I just don't know that."
Oh my god.
Anyway, so yeah, that got. I was like, "Right, stop the car. Let me out. Let me out. I don't even care anymore." And luckily, I saw sense before I was left at the side of the A57 or whatever it is. But.
Here's another one. Two early 20-ish lads walked past me in the town centre, raised voices, wildly gesticulating hands, angry expressions. It was because that's the one where Shaggy and Scooby found out that blah blah blah.
Yes, probably arguing. I mean, there's no argument. Scrappy Doo was really irritating.
That's where I gave up. Yeah. Definitely.
Not so much heard, but I witnessed two women having a punch-up in a doorway I was wanting to go through. They stopped, apologised profusely to me, let me past, and then started knocking seven bells out of each other again.
That's so British.
Isn't it, though?
This one is... It frightens me, because sometimes we just read stuff and it's like, that's my house. Mm-hmm. So DH and I had a blazing row about the appropriate number of cheeses to keep in the fridge.
Oh, yes. Bring this one on.
I said that six was acceptable. So that's cheddar, feta, brie, mm-hmm. baby bell, bleh, soft Philadelphia and Parmesan. He said that more than two was ridiculous. Two?
Leave what the kind? Bastard.
Yeah.
What
kind of life do you want to have? You have to live your best life, and that's six cheeses. In the end, he said, bloody well, ask Mumsnet then. So I did Abu, and we didn't speak for 2 days.
Well, I mean, she did very well to forgive him after 2 days, I would say.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking that. I mean, I have had this argument with my husband.
Really?
But he just buys the stuff and then he never uses it. It's just there, and then it goes off. And you know how long it takes cheese to go off?
Yes.
A long time. So we've got halloumi, Parmesan, we do have baby bell for the little one, mild cheddar, mature cheddar, what have I said? Parmesan?
I don't know, but say it again because I just love hearing it.
Parmesan. Parmigiano.
I love
anyway,
it. Just list cheeses.
And then Emmental. What else have we got? I mean, life is cheese,
bit of
Gouda, basically.
A Gouda.
Is it Gouda or Gouda?
I don't know, but
okay.
I'm going to
say Gouda. Yeah, mozzarella, that too.
Yeah, you've always
In
got
fact, we've got about 10. So there you go. Anyway, but I can understand why you'd have an argument about that. I know someone who had an argument about the acceptable number of towels to have.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Because the man thought, you know, really four is enough. And the woman obviously thought 40.
Yes.
Yeah, because you never know when you might need a towel.
You never know, do you? I don't want to be sharing towels. This one, again, I'm completely on side with this person. The first row I ever had with X was over Phil Collins.
Oh, God.
I might have told him to fuck off and shove that right-wing twat up your ass and then fax it to me in front of all his friends who I'd just met for the first time. I should have realised it was doomed then. I've softened towards Phil Collins, but I still think that is an acceptable thing to say on a first date.
Oh my goodness. A couple in Primark. I only caught the last bit. Well, I just want to see what they've got upstairs. You've just been up there, knobhead.
Fine. Yeah, fine. You can't go back upstairs in Primark.
Nope.
You've done it once.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of arguments in Primark. This is a long one. I'll try and cut it down. So the funniest argument I heard was on Ascot Station platform between a train driver and the platform announcer waiting for a train into London.
What?
The platform announcer said, next train to London is on platform two. So lots of people get onto the train on platform two. The train driver over the intercom says, this train is not going to London. Please get off the train if you want to go to London. Then the announcer goes, please get on the train to platform two for London.
Geez.
And then anyway, this continues back and forth with people getting on and off the train, getting more and more bemused and worried about where we're going to end up. It ended up with the platform announcer and the train driver shouting at each other along the lines of the platform announcer saying, your train is going to London. Let everybody on so you can go in 2 minutes. The train driver saying, this train isn't going to London. I'm the train driver and I should know.
Oh, God.
Then the announcer says, well, I set the points and it is going to London. So I'm the one that knows. This went on several more times, getting increasingly sweary and heated. Everyone on the platform standing and watching in amazement. In the end, nobody got on the train. The train driver drove off with the PA still yelling announcements at him.
And don't ever come back to this station again.
Yes. And they said no idea where the train did actually end up.
I think that wins. That's phenomenal. Oh, there's poor passengers.
Oh, public arguments are the best.
Yeah, as long as I'm not involved.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You know that moment in the supermarket where you're having the argument and then you suddenly realise people are listening?
Yeah.
They're reversing their trolleys so they can hear.
What kind of crackers did she mean? I don't know. Christmas. Well, apparently she's got 10 types of cheese in the fridge, so she needs a lot of bloody crackers to go with those.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's the ABU A-List Adjudicator of the Week.
Joining us now as our A-List Adjudicator, it's the brilliant journalist Robin Wilder. Hello, Robin.
Hello,
thank you so much for joining us. And I always very much enjoy reading about your life. And the you had two children fairly close together, as did I. And
oh, yeah.
It's quite something, isn't it?
It's super special.
It is. Anyone out there who's done it will know. Yeah, it's quite something. So as everyone else is too well aware, Robin, I relax at the end of the day with a silent pool gin. Not every day, I should point that out, but when I want to relax, I do have a silent pool gin. What do you do to relax, Robin?
I also enjoy the odd gin. I'm not that good at relaxing, actually. So I like to think about what I like to do is think about everything that I've got to do and everything in the universe and then just feel really overwhelmed. And then I get a bed.
Yes, that's it. Just contemplate the absolute chaos that is our lives and the universe.
Yeah, write a few lists. Yeah. Burn the lists.
Think about everything that you haven't done. I know. I think it's a very common
it's
way.
Like going, yeah, it's like a spa day.
Well, listen, we know how to relax you. We're going to ask you lots of out-of-context, crazy questions. So if you are ready,
amazing.
Here we go. Robin, am I being unreasonable to ask how to tactfully get out of going to a hen night strip show?
Oh, God.
Oh, you've been there.
This isn't what you do to relax, is it, going to watch naked men?
I mean, no. I would say Yanbu.
Yanbu, very good.
Yeah, I'm down with the link. Okay? No. I mean, it depends. I suppose it depends on how close you are to the person getting married.
Mm.
There's, I'm not one for a hen tea myself. My Hendy was, I was already 5 months pregnant, so we went to Byron.
Hey, we went to Nando's on mine. It's cool. And then a bit of karaoke is fine.
I had karaoke.
Yeah, no, exactly. Karaoke of the Byron, but that's when everybody at the table went, don't give her a medium rare one. So that's like completely spoiled. And I went home for 11:30. So I'm not really a Hendy sort of person, but what makes it worse is when you're like on the periphery. So it's like a friend of a friend is having a Hendy. So you know, you're just trailing behind all these women with sort of penises on their heads, and it's just the worst.
Yeah, if your heart's not in the penis, then it's embarrassing, isn't it? I've been in that situation where you're like,
you got to own it, sister.
Yeah, if you're making like social nice, you know, small talk next to someone you don't know, and you're both like licking a little penis body, it's just, you know.
So Yanbu to ask about this hen night strip show. Nobody wants to see that. I supported puppetry of the penis on tour for many years.
Did you? I did. I know this.
I did.
Slightly.
Oh, good. Well, I'm delighted. And yeah, I saw a lot of hen nights watching male nudity, and it was unpleasant from every side. So, yeah, I think Yanbu, I agree with you, Robin, Yanbu. So here, let's move on to our next one. Am I being unreasonable to prefer salad cream to mayo in a sandwich?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Salad cream is made of two things. One is evil, and the other thing I don't know.
Evil and goop.
It's creamed toenail clippings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like someone got some yogurt and put some vinegar in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly. I agree.
It's the bitter taste of 70s childhood.
Oh, imagine somebody putting that in your salad.
I know.
My mum loved it. My mum absolutely loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can.
Bleh. 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 No. Okay, here's the next one. Am I being unreasonable to want to pull my tooth out?
Oh, no context.
Yeah, oh, we did say there would be no context, and there is no context.
So many, I mean...
It's obviously really hurting.
Are you a dentist? Do you have the tools?
Unlikely.
I mean, is your tooth still in your mouth? What if you're pulling your tooth out of someone you've bitten and your tooth has become impaled in, I don't know, I mean, who knows?
Oh, it could be embedded in a fence or something. Mm. Oh my God. Well, I think depending on the situation, I, on the whole, I'd say, yes, you are being rather unreasonable and you should probably see a dentist.
Yeah, dentistry is best left to the professionals generally, isn't it?
You don't really get hobbyists. I mean, you might. I just don't know.
It's not like, you know, sometimes when you go to a beautician, like in the local college, where they're sort of practicing, and you go, "Yeah, you can practice doing a manicure or a pedicure."
Yeah.
I mean, they probably do that at dental schools, don't they? But
can you imagine volunteering for that? Mm. How drunk would you have to be? Yeah, I'll do that.
You have to be a certain type of person.
I think so. Yes.
And I don't think I'd like to know that.
Let's move on. So, yes. Am I being unreasonable to hate themed parties?
Wow.
Again, so we're almost in similar territory to the hen night here, aren't we?
Yes. I mean, I generally, like, if somebody invited me to a theme party, my first response would be, no. There's one joke, and you have to just walk around saying it the whole time.
Have you ever fancy dressed? Have you ever been to any fancy dress occasions?
Yes, I had to go to a fancy dress party with something beginning with B. Oh. So I went as Bjork.
Lovely.
Oh, your favourite, Lucy.
Oh, yes, I'm fully on board with that.
Well, I just put my hair in little tiny twists, and then I did some dots on my eyebrows.
Yes.
And I wore some Adidas.
Oh my God. So
I was Bjork from the 90s. That was really comfy.
Yeah, we kind of low key Bjork, not Bjork in a swan dress at the Oscars.
I was like old school Bjork, but made sure I got to wear trainers.
God, nuts. You know what? I might have a party on exactly that theme just so I get to go as Bjork now. That's inspired me for my next birthday.
I'm just a lazy bum. I can't be bothered. I can't be bothered. I'm sorry. I'm a just miserable old woman. I hate it. Anyway, who cares what I think? But I just thought I'd put that, stick that in there. I bloody hate themed parties.
So Asma's a definite Yanbu. Yanbu.
I'm afraid.
I would be of a similar mind, but I'd like to think that one shouldn't. I'd like to think that everybody else has more spirit than I do.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that one.
I know. Oh, there you go. Anyway, last one. Am I being unreasonable to not buy new pillows?
What? What is she buying instead?
The thing is, how often should you buy new pillows? This is a good, you know, because we know about mattresses, but when should you buy new pillows?
How long, what's the mattress rule?
Isn't it 10 years?
Is it?
Well, according to the mattress manufacturers, they say
every week.
8 to 10 years, but normal people, 10 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know pillow etiquette because I'm one of those people who go to a hotel because where do they get these? These are so soft and nice.
Yeah.
And then I'll buy something else. I'll try and buy a nice pillow on Amazon and it'll be like made of air and it won't work. So I don't know. I think you should probably buy reputable pillows that aren't new. Reputable.
From a reputable pillow dealer. none of your Backstreet Pillows from the dodgy Backstreet Pillow man.
I mean, what's she doing? Is she just like stuffing some rocks in a pillowcase and hope nobody notices? I don't know. I think she is probably being unreasonable.
You think she's probably being unreasonable? I think you're right. I think that we haven't found a good pillow alternative yet as a society, so she should be buying the new pillows. I think that's fair enough. I think you're entirely reasonable. Well, you have been an absolute bastion of reasonableness, as far as I'm concerned, Robin. And
thank you very much.
It's been such an absolute pleasure talking to you. I will sign off in a bit. I just thought, is there anything you want to plug in particular?
Well, I have a parenting column called "Robin Wilder is Failing at Parenting" on Huffington Post.
Oh, lovely!
It's brilliant. It's not brilliant. It's all right.
Brilliant.
We'll do the end again, right? So, well, thank you so much, Robin. It has been fantastic to talk to you. And people can read your column in the Huffington Post, can't they? Which is called?
Yeah. Robin Wilder is failing at parenting.
I'm sure you're not, only as much as we all are.
Yeah, but, exactly.
It is a brilliant column, so people go over to the Huffington Post and have a read of that. Thank you so much for being our A-list adjudicator, Robin.
Thank you for being so reasonable.
There will be another A-list adjudicator next week.
And now, regular listeners will remember a few weeks ago we started a thread asking Abu to ask when your pet has embarrassed you. And we were not disappointed with the volume or the quality of the results, even though I've got to warn you, some of them quite graphic in a sexual way.
Now, we said at the time that we would have to revisit this, and now is that time.
Here
we go. My neutered boy cat liked to dry hump blankets, to armour the sofa, etc. One day, my parents-in-law came to visit, and while I'm talking to the mother-in-law, he got on the back of the sofa behind her head and started humping it. Luckily, the sofa, not the mother-in-law, has struggled to keep a straight face while making conversation.
There's nothing funnier than a humping dog. Here's another one. Darling dog is a naughty girl. Once at Christmas time, dressed in a fetching elf costume, she attempted to mount a chap's leg who had come to take the meter readings. Little elf having it. What a naughty elf.
My naughty cocker spaniel stole a burger from someone's barbecue, weed on a small boy's jumper, which was on the grass, and always stole balls from other dogs. He always did these things so very quickly that it was hard to head him off. I am better at training dogs now, thankfully.
Good for you. Most embarrassing dog I had was a dachshund that used to tip bins over and go through them. I came home with my boyfriend one day as a teenager to find that he had got to the bathroom bin and there were chewed up sanitary towels all over the floor.
Our dog weed on the dog trainer's foot at his first session while we were introducing ourselves. I'm sure they've seen worse.
I'm sure they have. This says a lot about cats. My mum gets walked home from work once she gets off the bus by the neighbour's cat. But this cat and her cat hate each other. So the ginger one walks my mum up to her road and waits until my mum's black cat comes around the corner and takes over.
Oh my God.
He walks home, and then my mum's cat walks her to the front door and comes in for the night. It's amazing, isn't that sweet?
That's very amicable.
It is.
Well done. My Jack Russell loves going in the car. We passed a police car on a walk, parked at the side of the road, door open. Oh, God. My dog jumped in onto the driver's knee, farted, French kissed him, and then beeped the horn with her bum.
What a woman.
Sounds like me on a date.
Nah, nah. A fart, a kiss, and a horn beep. That's me. Lovely. Once I was out on a Saturday night and my dog had found my strip of contraceptive pills and helped herself to it.
Oh, my God.
It was nearly full before she found it and she ate almost all of them. I called our lovely vet who lives above his practice and is available 24/7 in case of emergencies at about midnight as I was in a total panic. He laughed and told me not to worry unless she got really sick. She seemed fine. And he mentioned the hormones could likely make her super horny and behave accordingly.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Well, there's a part two to that. Surely what happened the next day is what we want to know. Our dog broke into a locked room while we were all at my grandfather's funeral and ate every piece of food at the reception.
Oh, my God.
When all the guests arrived back at the house, the only food left were my great aunt's homemade mushroom vol-au-vents. The dog had clearly tried one, not liked it, spat it out on the floor.
Oh, no.
My great aunt was most offended. It broke the ice during a sad event and my dad nipped to M&S for replacement supplies. The dog spent the rest of the day lying on the hearth rug, snoring and farting.
Oh, that was just the dog trying to inject a note of levity into a sad day, I think. It's great that it managed to actually offend the great aunt by not liking her vol-au-vents as well. This one, okay, here we go. I love this one because it doesn't go where you're thinking it will go. I have two cartoonishly cute and soft chinchillas. When our guests meet them for the first time, they tend to be smitten and can't believe such adorable creatures exist. Oh. This is usually when one of the chinchillas decides that now would be the time to languorously, lovingly lick its own alarmingly large and red erect penis.
Oh, God!
Sorry, I should have warned you that there was sexual content in this. I really hope. Maybe we should go back at the top and warn people.
So my neighbour spotted my cat shagging another cat on the local high street about a mile away. So she said anyway.
Tittle-tattle on the high street there. Was walking my cockapoo along the seafront. Gorgeous sunny day. Darling dog looked very cute, so decided to take a photo of him. Just as I was doing it, as a family approached, the dog decided it was scratch the itch time, bum dragging along the promenade. To make it worse, he even had his lipstick fully out. The little girl of the family
thought my dog... What does that mean? I don't understand
that. The dog's lipstick?
No, what's that?
Oh, asthma.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Innocent child.
Tell me.
What would a dog's lipstick... What looks like a little lipstick that would be poking out?
Oh, all right.
Yeah. The little girl of the family thought the dog was putting on a bit of a show and was squealing with laughter, causing even more people to look at his little tiny lipstick.
Well, I never look at a lipstick the same
I've
way again.
I've so enjoyed so much about that trend. Okay, this is just one more. I love this one. My cat takes special interest in a fluffy hot water bottle cover and humps it every day and makes a terrible racket. It's the thought of the vocal enjoyment of the hot water bottle cover that you're never using that hot water bottle cover, I hope. We need to have confirmation. Well, what a joy and a delight. Those stories, some of those were frankly nauseating. But thank you to all the users and indeed their pets who create such brilliant podcast fodder for
yes.
us. Thanks, guys.
Thank you to them, to Robin Wilder and to you for listening and tolerating us. See you in a couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your lipsticks. Bye.
You've been listening to Am I Being Unreasonable? Brought to you by Mumsnet. Presented by Lucy Porter and Asma Mir and produced by Amanda Redman. You can contribute to the forum by registering at mumsnet.com. Follow them on Twitter at Mumsnet Towers and Insta at Mumsnet. And get in touch with the podcast by writing to aibupod, that's AIBUpod, at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Thanks to Acast for hosting, and most of all, thank you for listening.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.